Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. For our listeners who are just joining us, we are hosting, in the process of hosting, a live poetry slam with three poets who are also Writing Center tutors, Anne Baldwin, Kate Harrington, and Vince Bottom. And here as our moderator is Hannah Lee, web and tech coordinator at the Equable.
Wow, titles.
Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. We just had our first round and it was absolutely incredible. And before we do our championship round with Anne and Vince, we are going to segue back into Word of the Day.
America's favorite talk show segment.
Sorry, America's favorite talk show segment.
I mean, we've been, how many weeks are we into the quarter been doing this? And you can't even get the name of the
segment. I'm sorry. I keep wanting to call it Ryan's favorite talk show segment.
Well,
I think that was kind of a burn. You just didn't notice.
Yeah.
Like, well, it like flew over your head and you're trying to catch it, but you don't know what happened.
I'm going to flip it on its side a little bit here and say that that's a compliment because Ryan, who is me, is a reflection of the attitudes of America in general.
Okay.
Maybe representative. I'm not editing your speech right now. It's just a Writing Center thing.
It's,
you know,
certainly, sounds like you're editing my speech.
Suggestion.
As a listener, I think your word choice would have been better if you take Hannah's advice.
Great, guys. Thanks.
Ryan,
what's our word of the day? Yeah, we support you.
Yeah. Our word of the day is recondite. R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but whatever, because I don't know what it means. It's an adjective. Our first hint, as a reminder, was that textbooks are filled with it. Annie, give us a really quick early guess of just the word history.
The first thing that came to me.
History, yeah. No, I think you were on the right track, probably. Or something.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
So our second hint is, you guys are gonna get upset with the second hint because it's just one word. The hint is just one word, and it is law.
Law.
Yes, law. So what we know about the word recondite is textbooks are filled with it and law. So I don't know.
Copyright.
Ooh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh. I like that.
Snaps.
Annie is on the ball with these guesses.
That could be it. Intellectual property of some sort.
So as our listeners may know, we have a host choose our word of the day, and then we spend time guessing it. But this show, Robert, our third
wonderful
host of Skrull,
assistant,
who graces us with his presence every once in a while on air, chose the word, and he's actually here with us in the studio
helping
right now.
Helping us score the event.
He's
right behind me.
Hi, Robert. So
he said hi.
He said hi, Skrull Nation.
We are going to get back into it. I can't wait for this championship.
Getting back
round.
Into it.
You see, Dougie Fresh, contagious, right?
It's still contagious, yeah.
It's Ryan's
all
feeling
this
it.
We're all feeling poetry soul. Is what's contagious.
Oh, beautiful. Power.
Hannah, will you lead us into our championship round here?
All right. Are you ready for the championship round? I watch a lot of UFC fights, but I can never imitate the cool man's voice. So we are going to head off with Vincent to lead us into the championship round. And take it away.
All right, thank you. This next piece that I have is, I'm not sure on the title. It's either titled Numbered Heads or The Drain. Because death carves some arbitrary meaning into our scalps, as true believers of a false ministry, exploding and subverting listlessly, all shoes tapping similar rhythms into a beautiful cataclysmic schism. For the hard creases of today's breath intersecting with milk stench exuberant, shouting and pleading with the hourglass patrolman one more minute. In her journey to life, senate and fence it off for fancy games and hollow shelves while dancing to concordance only to follow selves, mindless sitting spineless on commuter rails. Internal computers wail at the inability to grasp not knowing life itself is their limitation. And so, circling a giant drain without a plug, we fill it with what's at our disposal.
Let that resonate with you for a second. All right, thank you to the poet. Give it up for Vincent, a.k.a. Brainchild, a.k.a. he's got nice hair and he just likes to flip it back after yes. he reads.
Yes.
And judges are going to do their thing. They're going to score on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being like, you know, Pee Wee baseball participation badges, and 10 being like, I don't know, you just saw wings come out of Vincent's back and he's just flying towards the poets towards of all time. And Ryan likes to play with math, even though obviously we need to go to the tutoring center. So he gave us a score of 9.007.
You can just, we'll say
and
9.
And we are just going to say 9. But Vincent knows now that Ryan thinks he looks like 007. And I'm writing this down. All right. And Mariah, 8.9. And Robert, was that a 9? All right, 9. I can read numbers sometimes.
Yay.
Give it up for the poets.
Speak.
And coming up to the mic now is going to be our very own Annie B, Annie Baldwin, a.k.a. Don't you have a radio show at DePaul?
Last quarter.
All right, well, she
up
doesn't
all
do
night
radio
with
shows.
Annie Baldwin.
She's up all night anyways, and she hosts like salons in her apartment. So
Annie B Nasty.
Cool. Annie B Nasty.
Is that a cool rap name for you?
It sounds more like
I
reggae.
Start a rap group with Vince.
Ooh, did that just happen?
And Kate's going to be the DJ because obviously people with a cool hair color have to be the DJ. All right,
she True. Drops the beats.
I'm right, seeing
thank you,
something
Annie.
Here.
Take us home.
Love letter to Chicago. I'm writing to you in the margins of the red eye, writing to say I love you still in the half light of dawn. Chicago, Illinois, your snow floats in the air like dust in the rays of sunlight. I'm finding my breath in your stillness. My naked body arching and curving forward like telephone wires in the alley. Your early morning sunlight steeps like tea leaves, almond milk swirls in fresh Guatemalan coffee, a dying cactus plant sits on the windowsill, my eyes meet your stillness and soak in your beauty. Barcelona, Portland, Denver, Seattle, Iwako, transfer to Chicago Blue Line from O'Hare, you've always welcomed me back to you. You've never asked me why I left or why I came back. You are a story of overcoming. For you, I keep soil in my fingernails. You are the sounds of cello strings and kisses on the neck. You touch me the way you'd scrape the seeds from a pomegranate. And with you, I am the woman I want to be. I generate my own light and your sky becomes a brighter shade of lavender. I eat mango down Clark Street. I pick marigolds leaning up against the pink picket fence on Fullerton. I cap my fingertips with raspberries. Blood red juice running down my fingers, crushing beauty. I know they don't see what I see in you. You are a torrential downpour washing me clean. There is something so beautiful about your moonlight and the orange street lamps that guide me home. The breath of your wind, your crashing waves folding into one another like paper cranes, your pink carnations that I find on L trains remind me that you have not forgotten about me. Your buildings like mountains, Lake Michigan like ocean, your neon signs remind me of open arms, the way you embraced me. You are the mother I never had. You are home to me. You are open arms. You are honest. You are pure. I want to say that you belong to me, but I know that's just foolish to think you could belong to anyone. Chicago, I've always come back to you, contented by your stillness and sound, waking up in the light of your dawn, saying, I am home.
Woo! Oh, wow. Take a deep breath, everyone, right? We took some poetry in. Inhale, exhale, we're going to be okay. And we're lucky that I am not the judge because obviously I am biased towards Chicago. So, way to eliminate bias. You judges are good for something. But remember, the points are not the point. The point is the poetry. So judges on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being an incomplete sentence in paper and you're the professor and you really hate things bad happening. I don't know what 1 means. 1 is just bad. And 10 is like, I don't know, masterpiece, like this poem just changed your life. So let's get it up there. We see an 8.8. We see a 9.4. And we see... Ryan, I do not interpret number of poems, so please, allegedly, we have a 10, y'all. The only 10 of the day. You just changed his life, poet. Congratulations. And, of course, the grand prize for the champion is a hug, and... It looks
a hug
like
from me, excuse from you.
A hug from Ryan, I'm sorry.
Do you want to share a little bit about the process of those poems, poets, Anne?
Sure. That poem I actually wrote for Chicago Wild Sounds. It's okay. It's like an organization that records wildlife sounds all around Chicago. So in the original recording, it's like dubbed over like wild sounds and then me reading the poem. Ooh. And so it's just all Chicago based.
Very cool.
So awesome. That's where that one came from.
Great. Cool. Thank you. What about you, Vince?
That piece was actually inspired by a prompt in a creative writing class I took. So the prompt was just find a question that's very hard that you probably won't be able to answer and try and answer it. And so mine was just like, why do we die?
Cool. I'm going to take some of these prompts and try my hand. Yeah.
Speaking of a prompt in a creative writing class, I think that this poetry slam is a good reminder to everyone to bring your creative writing to the Writing Center. And
we don't get enough of it.
We don't get enough of
it. I want more.
Yes. And
creative
writing. Regardless of whether it's just your own personal work, if it's for a creative writing class, or if it's something you're just working on, bring it in. We obviously have some extremely talented tutors who are going to be able to help you and give you that, I don't know, kind of like that comfort, that open kind of mind.
The struggle is real and we are all in it together.
Amen to that.
And Ryan, you just redeemed yourself by, you know, making that connection apparent for our listeners. So I won't get at you later for your infuriating numbers as a judge.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
I'm glad this saved our friendship.
Friends. Friendship is such a strong word. I am just kidding. We're all friends at the Equable. Okay.
We're a family.
We take words. Yeah, Equable family. That takes words very seriously.
All right. By a measly difference of 1.3 points, Annie Baldwin, you are the champion of this speed slam on Scrawl, and your prize is a hug from Ryan McQueenie.
No. Your prize is a hug from Ryan
McQueenie. So thank you to all of the poets.
Great work, though, honestly, from everyone. Thank you for coming in and sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we were talking.
Scrawl Nation appreciates it.
We were talking a little bit about how vulnerable that process is of writing a poem to begin with and then sharing it. So we really appreciate that. Thank you.
You guys are 1,000 times more talented than I could ever hope to be.
You are all better people than we are.
Okay.
And thank you to Hannah Lee for moderating that. That was absolutely incredible.
Thank you for having me.
Great job.
Slam is fun.
So
I'm really excited about this reveal, this word of the day reveal, because we've got a lot of people in the studio, which means we've got a lot of guesses out there. We've got a lot of brains churning right now. Just as a reminder, everyone, the word of the day, America's favorite talk show segment, is recondite or recondite. Honestly, not 100% sure, but R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. It's an adjective. Our two hints were textbooks are filled with it and law. Mariah, you go first.
I didn't want to be first.
I want to be last.
Don't call on me.
I want to be dead last.
Textbooks are full of it and law. See, the law throws me off because I was just going to hop on with Annie's guess and say history.
Yeah, well, her second guess was pretty good.
Yeah,
too. Copyright.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you come back to me?
Yeah.
I got so caught up with the poetry slam that I forgot to think
good
about
excuse.
It.
Hannah?
The power of poetry.
Were you lost in the poems or do you have a guess?
I'm just going to guess because it's an adjective like rulesy or like
rulesy.
Reprimanding, you know?
Ooh,
or like something related to rules.
Mm-hmm. But you made up a word there.
I did, but you sort of made up a word because you don't know how to pronounce the word that is the word of the day, right?
All
right. I'm sorry. This is just like, it's because I'm sitting across from him. And because you got a slam, we're just like, you know.
We're all a little daggers. Feisty.
Yeah. Feisty, right?
Can you come on every show, though, from now on? Can you just be on the show with us?
I have stage fright, so there's a possibility. I mean.
See, you would never tell, though. That's insane. Okay. Annie, are you going to stick with your guess?
Well, if we're talking about textbooks, I'm going to say patriarchy.
Okay.
I'm just being a total feminist here.
But, I love it.
Yeah, just a thought.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dissertation.
Kate?
All right, so I'm going to be honest, I haven't been thinking about this at all until now. But my thought is that, like, textbooks have to have a lot of, like, outside sources. And, like, you got to have a law to, like, make sure they... I don't know. Cite their sources? I don't know. Something about that.
Okay. Gotcha. That's kind of where I was going. Like citations and references.
References, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Something like that. Vince?
My guess is overly wordiness. So too many words in a sentence. Because that's what I think of when I think of like law.
Yeah.
And textbooks.
And textbooks, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking the same thing as far as some sort of reference or like citations, but it is an adjective. So yeah. Like referency. I don't, I just made up a word too.
You just made up a word. Come on.
I don't creativity. Know. I think it has some of or pertaining to references or citations. I'm going to steal your answer.
All right. Cool. Robert, can you tell us what the word of the day is? I can't hold it in. I can't take it any longer.
Okay, well, the word of the day, recondite, is little-known facts, abstract, or esoteric.
Oh, cool. so none of us got right again.
And Robert just thinks we're all fools.
He looked it up. He didn't know what the word meant yesterday.
I don't know. He's a graduate student in English, so he probably has some words on us. What do you think?
Maybe. Maybe.
Perhaps.
I think Ryan's salty. A little bitter.
I just salty.
I think salty's
right.
The proper adjective.
I want to get one right.
Salty.
And I haven't.
You did. The time that you chose the word of the day.
Yeah, okay.
You got it right that
I'm
time.
I'm getting some serious shade thrown at me today.
Shade right. Or sunshine. It depends on how you look at it, Ryan.
It's true. Glass half snap. Empty. Glass half full. It has been an incredible show. Thank you again to our guests, Kate Harrington, Vince Bottom, and Anne Baldwin. You can find them at the Writing Center for help with your creative writing projects or any writing projects, as well as Hannah Lee, who is also tutoring, as well as web and tech coordinator. Thank you again for moderating.
This is fun. Thank
you. This is great.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming. We are going to end the show like we always do on Skrull Radio by me saying, this is Skrull Radio, reminding you to, and then we will all collectively say, put it in writing, because that's what we do, right?
Oh, wow.
So, thanks again, Skrull. This is Skrull Nation on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection, and this has been Skrull Radio, reminding you to
put it in writing.